He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? LeBron is the one guy who, what's the stampede cut or the stampede
cut, rule? Yeah.
You know, like he's the one guy who, when he gets going on that stampede cut, he does crater. Like Chet doesn't stand a chance with LeBron with a full head of steam. Hartenstein doesn't stand a chance against LeBron with a full head of steam. And that to me is what, like that amount of force, that's what LeBron would bring to this team.
Yeah, that's where I see it as well. I think, you know, last year when we had the hot shooting against OKC, which helped a lot in the matchups against them. But I thought having just one more big physical guy, Ayton, I thought tried to be that. But again, just having Hartenstein and Chet out there was tougher than we get. And then that puts a lot of pressure on Rui to be the forward that, you know, brings that. And that's not really his game either. I thought Rui had a really tough night. You talked about Austin shooting. I thought Rui had a tough time like getting a shot up, right? Like, I mean, a guy that was averaging what 17, 18 or whatever, he got a few open threes that I think one of them went in, got to the line a little bit, but overall just could not get shots up against this.
He didn't look like he ever knew when to shoot.
Yeah.
That's like you're talking about earlier that like, OKC's role players, they know exactly like what read to make and how quickly to make it. And all of the Lakers role players, whenever whenever they got the ball in space or anything like that, there was that like half a beat hesitation while they read the court. And while they're doing that, OKC is right back at, they're right back into the shell that they need to be in. And that advantage is gone just like that.
Right. And there's no if you don't take advantage of the slight misstep or the slight advantage you do get in the half court, it's over. You're not getting a good shot after that. Again, this is not like some OKC is just at a level above everybody. I mean, Kayson, Dor didn't play, but just their defensive ability is just at a, and I think Chet is going to be in some interesting defensive conversations. Like watching him tonight was extremely, extremely impressive. Like a guy for how young he is to already be this impactful. He had a bunch of blocks and just changing shots at the rim one of the best defenders I've seen so far in these short span of the season. So Lakers have a lot of work to do. I think they play New Orleans on Friday. So again, just a crazy pendulum swing back towards a terrible, terrible defensive team before hitting on a back-to-back and play Milwaukee the day after, I believe.
I think this is a good point here from Bashir. You can't have your stars be finesse guys and also have your role players be finesse guys. Like, where's the force? Where's the oomph? This team needs oomph. And, hopefully they add it in some way, shape, or form over the course of the season.
Is Luka a finesse offensive player, you would say? Would you throw him in the finesse boat? I think it's an interesting, like, he's a guy that likes the post. Like, that's a place he does like to do damage with. But he has a tendency against bigs, at least, to really settle for the three, which I don't know. I have a tough time, I guess, putting him in a finesse or,
To me, like finesse is about finishing. Like, what kind of shots are you taking? And
okay,
Luka takes a lot more shots where he's either going straight up or falling away than he does going to the basket.
Going through you.
Yeah. And like, what guys do the Lakers have on their, like, who played in tonight's game that takes shots through players?
Yeah, I mean, I think to your point, I think Austin did at least try to go through the wall a few times, just kind of put your head down, go to the line. LeBron obviously will bring that, but you're right, you go down the rest of the roster. Marcus Smart, I think, is an interesting kind of...
He's drunk. There. Like, it's...
Which is such a compliment, like just to the way he plays. It's just the best thing you could say about somebody. Like just a purely enjoyable, like he's purely enjoying his game.
Fuck it. Like I feel like before almost all of the shots that he takes, he's just like, here we go. Woo! Like, it's just, he looks like he's having a blast out there. I like having Marcus Smart on my team.
Oh,
his shot selection is going to give me a hernia, but like, it's just, you know,
I don't know if you noticed it, but I think we were down like 38 or something, whatever the score was. And Rui didn't rotate properly on defense. And Marcus Smart was like, hey, like, that's your rotation. Like,
yeah,
you got to be there. And I like that. Like, he has in every possession. And again, the roller coaster just sometimes goes way off than it should. He'll do stuff that like just
the cart flies off the tracks.
But it'll eventually land back on it. You know what I mean? It just took a route, you know, that you're not supposed to go on. But he had this, he was like yelling at Rui for not being in the right spot. And I love that. Like, I think that's 100% needed on this team. So yeah, like, but yeah, to your point, there's not a lot of guys that are going through them, you know, offensively, at least. That's where you kind of miss LeBron.
Like, who's the guy that the Lakers don't have a player on their team? Like, my favorite dunk, type is, say a player is like a right-handed player, mm-hmm. and they're on the left wing and they swing through baseline and they take one dribble in and they go right foot, left foot jump, and they turn their body this way and their right arm extends this way and they dunk over the top like that. Like, that's my favorite. That's always going to be my favorite kind of dunk. Right. That's how Kobe liked to dunk on like Yao or Sean Bradley or whatever. We would just swing the ball through and he would get to his right foot, left foot, runway and just boom. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers don't have a player capable of that dunk, you know? Like, they don't have, there's not, they don't.
A new Tierra?
I'm all right. I feel the need to say this. This might be what are those commercials? Those like public service announcements. PSA to everybody.
Okay.
Y'all need to stop with Ed Fierro. Like, you guys, all of you.
It's loud. Like, it is extremely
everybody
loud.
Needs to stop. Like, everybody, we haven't seen this dude play a second of Lakers basketball. Not one. He didn't play in summer league. He hasn't played yet. Like, the people who were like, yeah, he's going to crack this rotation. Stop, guys. Stop. I'd rather trade him right now while his theoretical trade value is this high. Get off of it. He's not going to play for the Lakers this year. He should. If he plays for the Lakers this year, something terrible happened. This is a title contender. Like, second round picks don't just jump in. Or if we think this is a title contender, second round rookies don't just like step in and was like, all right, guys, I'm in the rotation now. That's not how this works. Everybody needs to take a deep ass breath and realize, no, just no. I feel like with like my Miles will do this thing. We're like, Miles is 3 years old now, and you'll see like the glint in his eye when he realizes the stupid thing he's going to try next. Like, I'll look at him and he'll kind of connect. I'm watching him like connect the dots. He's like, oh, I could jump from the ottoman to the couch right now. And I'm like, no. And he'll kind of look at me like, dare you accuse me of such a thing? And I'm saying, all Lakers fans, all of you, no, stop it. I'm going to squirt you guys with some cold water. Just no. So like a puppy that's getting ready to pee on the rug. No, stop bringing up Edu Thiero to me.
I'm going to be the devil's advocate, not for Miles jumping from the ottoman to the couch, but first of all, JJ, I think, mentioned, or someone, I forgot where, who mentioned it, but the expectation is for Adu to get in during the road trip at some point. That's why he's with the team on the road trip.
He
wasn't
available tonight because there's plenty of garbage time for him to play.
Right. And so I think the reason why Adu is so tantalizing as a prospect, even if I mean, he's a second round pick, but he's a little higher than, you know, most second round picks, what, 35, whatever the pick.
He's a competitive sweep.
No, but his athleticism jumps on a roster where we just went through and you were asking who can dunk with their right hand. I mean, like, this is, you're going down the roster, and this is why Adieu, I think, is so, you know, is a player that Laker fans are looking at and going, look, we don't have much athleticism. Vanderbilt is probably one of our best athletes, but he is such a drop off on the offensive end that we are open to looking at other options. And if you look around the league, like, the Warriors started a second round pick today and Will Richard, who it doesn't look like he's leaving the starting lineup at any point going forward. That the Oklahoma City just started a second round pick today against us, obviously with injuries coming out. And I'm not saying Adieu is going to come in and start, but I think there is some precedent around the league where, like, at least, you know, rookies can at least contribute quicker than I think they did in the past. He's definitely, you know, as George says, theoretical. Like, he definitely is theoretical right now, but I do think it would behoove the Lakers to at least not.
Theoretical?
Oh, God. Just ruined my whole basketball talk with that. Yes. but
I'm finding any reason to laugh tonight.
But, right. Yes. But no, I think the Lakers should at least look at what they have, at least from an athletical standpoint. I'm with you in slowing down kind of him taking everyone's minutes that's not like seven down, but I wouldn't be I mean, like, Bronny played tonight, Dalton, you mentioned, played tonight. I mean, obviously those are garbage time, but Bronny played more than garbage time against the Spurs, or who was it? Was it the Spurs or was it Portland? I'm misremembering, but any case, like, he played legit minutes down the stretch. He closed the game down the stretch recently. So I think the Lakers are keeping the Adieu door open at least. So, you know, I understand the PSA that you just sent out, but it's going to have to be shelved for a little bit. It's not going to air right away. The PSA has to air in like a few weeks once, you know, Adieu actually, I think, plays and they see what he looks like and all that. But I do think he's going to play. I'd be shocked if Adieu doesn't at least play sometime in the next coming week or so. I'm not saying he's going to be in the rotation, but he's definitely going to be playing. Like, he'll get a shot at some point.
I don't know what to say, man. Like,
you just watched me jump from the ottoman to the couch.
I did.
I was like, look, I made it. I didn't get hurt. Like, I'm a few, like,
I even tried to squirt you with the, like, a water bottle by making a bad pun, and you just kept on. It's like, fuck it. Here I go. Whoa.
Right off the cliff. Yeah.
Here's my thing. Like, all right. So you mentioned Will Richard playing, and you mentioned AJ Mitchell playing. And
yes,
the difference there is that the Golden State Warriors are a much, maybe not much, but they are a better put together organization than the Lakers have been. The Lakers traded for Luka. And if they didn't make the Luka trade, we'd be sitting here screaming at them to maybe help LeBron and AD compete again, like, or do anything, right? And AJ Mitchell, it's the Thunder.
I mean, sure.
It's the Thunder. Like, they draft incredibly well, they give themselves all of these opportunities at these guys, and then they get them into their system and they develop them better than any other team in the league. And it's like, yeah, yes, a second rounder started for the Oklahoma City Thunder today. That's the Thunder. That's the cream of the crop organization in the sport right now. There is no close second place to how the Thunder are being run. So, like, yeah, AJ Mitchell looks great and all that stuff, but because he did that for this team, it's like when everybody started drafting European players because the San Antonio Spurs made it work, and you had like Fabrizio. No, I guess he was also a Spur, but like you had like all these guys, you know, coming. Marcelo Huertas was like the Lakers. Like that was their like rebuttal to Tony Parker. It was like, all right, guys, we got our Euro finally. I'm kidding. Obviously they eventually traded before that. They traded for Powell, but like, you know, it's like, yeah. Yeah, those guys worked out for the Spurs, but they were the fucking Spurs back then. They were just like organizationally ahead of the curve on a lot of the stuff. And AJ Mitchell is just yet another example of the Thunder being the Thunder. Let's wrap up with a couple of super comments here, which means I get to play this bad boy. First super comment comes, or super chat comes, from Brandon Omang, who writes, starts with Luka, got to be better. AR2 starting to worry about DA's effort and defense. Also, he can't catch anything. Team needs trades. 2 out of 3 blowouts. The blowouts of 2 of the last 3 games. Yeah, I agree. We already talked about Luka. To me, he set kind of the tone. Like, I thought, I, you know, look, if Luka's going to get the vast majority of the praise when the Lakers win, he also has to get that amount of the criticism when they lose. We talked about AR. The DA thing, he's somebody who I think is really going to benefit from LeBron. Like, the Lakers at the beginnings of these games, I guess technically Smart is starting, but Smart is playing with the rest of the game taking place behind him, right? Because, or no, he didn't even start tonight, right? Did he?
He started.
He did. All right. But like, Smart is going to like start all of these defensive possessions with the rest of the team kind of standing behind him usually, whereas LeBron is going to be closer to the baseline with people in front of him, and that allows him to communicate. And I think really help Ayton in some of those spots. His hands, I'm not really too worried about his hands. I actually think he has decent hands and decent touch, and he's a very skilled player. I wish he played with more force, but he's just not that kind of a player.
I haven't had any real issues with his effort level. Like, I feel like it's been what you could ask for, at least on the defensive end. I think rebounding, he's boxing out. He's doing his best to kind of rebound for the team. I think the hands thing is interesting. I think everyone's kind of learning what type of player he is in terms of what he likes and doesn't like. I thought tonight he actually rolled hard to the rim, which I thought was great. The team needed it because he likes to short roll. He likes to stop at the free throw line. He did get one free throw line jumper tonight. OKC was like, no more. That's it. And yeah, they took that completely away. But no, I think Ayton's been fine. Like, yes, he's not a lob threat. At least that's what we're also learning, is that guy's just not a guy that you throw it up, and Luka continues to throw him lobs that he has no interest in jumping for. But, yeah, I think Ayton's been fine. Like, it was other part of the question was, you know, needs trades. I mean, we're so far away from that. I think I just want to see what LeBron looks like with this squad before, you know, we start opening. I know, Anthony, you have the trade machine on the other window, but at least like trying to before getting those open.
I'm not gonna share my screen.
Like Dalton in 20 different deals.
Dalton's getting sent to fucking Siberia. I can't watch this guy play basketball anymore. Let's roam with Jason Kelly. Luka is awesome, but he feels so far from the level of Jokic right now. Having a top five player is great, but I just can't see Luka ever being the best. This was a bad game. This was a bad game from Luka. And I have basically a rule where, like, I am not going to judge somebody at their best moments, and I'm not going to judge somebody at their worst. And I think in aggregate, Luka has been a top three player in the league right now, this season when he's been available. I would put Jokic there. I'd put Giannis there. And then I would say, if you want to say either Shea or Luka, then I think that's kind of where you're at. But yeah, like this one, there are no excuses. There's no rebuttal to that tonight, you know, where it was just a really bad game for Luka. And it's just like, it wasn't just that it's one thing if he was like trying to get to the rim and he was, you know, missing floaters, or it's weird how bad he is at free throws. Like how bad he's been at free throws this season has been kind of annoying. But to me, I was a lot more frustrated, disappointed with his, excuse me. I was a lot more annoyed with him just kind of taking the step back jumpers. Like that's the worst version of Luka, step back jumper Luka.
I think also the conundrum, the difficult part is that's also what gets him to like 60 points, right? Like that's also how you get the 60-65 crazy Luka game. And, you know, I think Tim Legler, I think I've said this before, but he put it best to me, where Luka will always dip his toe in the water, see like, okay, let me see how warm I am or like how my shot is looking. And to me, that's a team-wide thing where it's like, okay, you don't have it going, let's go to something else. But he's not a guy that's going to like just defer to defer, right? He's not going to defer just because he's taken the last six shots. Like, there's got to be some organizational stuff too. I'm not ridding him of any kind of, you know, accountability here, but I think this is also Luka's game. And that's something, that's why, again, I've just preached like those our three best players have to run stuff together that works, because against the best teams, it's going to look like this. But if you allow it to. So just one bad game. Luka's been top three or whatever for the season. Him and Shea to me are right there with each other. And Shea got the best of them tonight.
And look, like, if you really want to whittle this one down, Shea and Luka, I think, are in the same tier of basketball player. And if the Lakers are ever going to have a chance against the Thunder, it's going to be because Luka thoroughly outplayed Shea. And if Shea outplays Luka, that's how you arrive at a 30-point loss, right? Because you can't, like, the other team can't be better and also have the best player in the game.
I think Luka and Shea can even themselves out, like, if that.
Yeah,
like,
they can scratch. Yeah, they can. Yeah, but I'm saying
they can scratch. Yeah,
yeah, they could, you know, yeah, scratch or yeah, play to a tie or whatever, but. You can't have Shea play better than Luka.
He can't far outplay Luka, right? Because you're going to lose.
Which he did.
He 100% did. But if they can even out, then you have LeBron and Austin versus the supporting cast of OKC and, you know, whatever move the Lakers make in a few months. Hopefully that.
Jason also followed that up. Luka also has all the same talent, Jokic says. The thing to me, that I would like, if we're going to use Jokic as kind of the direct comparison here. And I think the point that Jason is basically making is that, like, Luka and Jokic play a similar version of basketball, and Jokic is just better at all of that stuff and bigger than Luka is. But like, I wish the Lakers did more to get Luka better possession or position in some of these possessions. And the Lakers will sometimes, you know, run this thing where they'll post up Luka. Like, they did it a couple times tonight where he catches the ball a step inside the 3-point line, which I would rather him be on the other side of the 3-point line, to be completely honest. If you're going to be that close to the 3-point line, I would rather you just be behind it. Because then you can do like the jab step, you know, kind of inherent step back jumper and be shooting a 3-pointer there. Whereas if you do that, now you're just shooting the worst shot in basketball. You know, if you catch the ball a step inside the 3-point line, what I would like to see the Lakers try to figure out a way to do is get Luka the ball at the elbow or at the pinch post. And really put him into some like different spots on the court than up at the top, running pick and roll after pick and roll after pick and roll.
Yeah. I think that's scouted, right? And Luka tried to go in the post against Kayson Wallace. Okay, so he's like, no, like, we're gonna blitz you here. We're gonna make you catch it way farther out than you want to. We're gonna ball pressure every time. One thing also that stands out, we didn't talk about this. OKC doesn't just switch because it's a screen. Like, they fight through every darn screen where you earn every bit of separation you get. The amount of switching that we did, like, just because a small screen gets here, all of a sudden Rui's on, you know, Kayson, and all of a sudden Austin's on Chet, and it just has broken your defense. Just, that's not a little thing that I noticed with them, is just they don't just give you anything. Caruso is not switching off of his man because some you try to screen him in the backcourt.
No, it's like Golden State, right? Like, anytime they know that teams are going to try to hunt Steph, it's like, all right, fine. If you're going to get Steph in a switch or in a tough spot, it's going to take you 14 seconds to right. do it.
And take you the whole shot clock, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been about as fun as I think we could have hoped for, right? We laughed a couple of times. We ranted. We you know, we cried, all of those good things. So tomorrow on the show, the guest that I was going to have appears to have fallen through. So I'm going to figure out a way to handle tomorrow's episode. But we do have Pete in the Hook week. So that'll be Friday's episode as well. So you make sure you guys are subscribed and have your notifications turned on for that. And until the next time you guys hear from us, I'm Anthony Irwin. That was Raj Topalu. This has been the Lakers Lounge. And have a great rest of your nights. Make somebody else's. And we will talk to you guys whenever we talk to you.
Bye.